Hi guys, it's Trevana. Welcome to Save My Preschooler Radio. Today we're going to be talking about reading eloquence and how we can bump up those preschool mouth muscles to make sure we have super readers. You're going to want to stick around for this. So the big question is this: is your preschooler worth the fight? We have a major crisis in America. I call it today's destructive reading crisis, and if you let it lay hold on your child, it can kill dreams and stop success dead in its tracks. The solution? Save your preschooler. Join the fight for real reading advocacy and give your preschooler a real shot at reading success. This podcast is here to keep you encouraged and help you to navigate through any confusion or negativity that you may meet along the way. My name is Trevana Parker. Welcome to Save My Preschooler Radio. Hi guys, it's Trevana, and today I want to talk to you guys about reading eloquence. Now you guys know that if you've been with me a long time, you know that I believe in the three components of reading success. Well, let me not say I believe. I have, with our program, the Jumbo Structure Program, we've created the three components of reading success. The three components of reading success. So what are the three components of reading success? You guys, you'll hear a lot about the five components of reading success as you go through your journey of learning to teach your preschooler to read. You'll hear about the five components of reading success. They're all over the place. However, I know, and you guys should know, that there are three components of reading success and they're greater than five. So in this mathematical equation, three is greater than five. And we work really hard to promote reading eloquence because it is the crown of a super reader, which is of course what we all want out of our preschoolers. So what is reading eloquence? It's the ability to basically read the material just as the author has written it, following punctuation marks, rising with the different tones, lowering your voice. It's all about reading with feeling. And so that's one of the components that we actually teach in our reading program, either locally or as we have moved to the preschool realm. We teach your children to utilize the three components of reading success. And so eloquence, again, that's how we work those muscles. So I'm here today. I'm not even gonna go into what eloquence is, but I kind of wanted to give you guys some assignments this week. So today's Monday. And on Mondays, we do mouth muscle Mondays. So we really work our mouth muscles because guys, our preschoolers are growing. And just like we give them the opportunity to we give them that tummy time when they're infants and we help them to walk, we're helping them to grow their muscles. So in our mouths, we have muscles, and if we don't utilize those muscles get pretty weak. And as I have been doing my program at the library or working with children on an individual basis, I've noticed that if we don't work those muscles, they don't just get stronger on their own. Now, ideally, well, let me not say they don't. They do because we speak. However, there are some children who need a little bit more practice. And so what happens is we usually find it, we give them the services that they need a little bit too late, and it causes them to suffer. And so also in the classroom, then they lose a lot of confidence, they lose a lot of skill and ability. And that child that you had that was once a superstar in preschool will eventually go through what I call reading withdrawal. Reading withdrawal is something we'll talk about on another show, but it is something that you need to look out for. So we work Mouth Muscle Monday. Now we have exercises that we do all throughout the week, and ideally, Lord willing, I will be able to record them on the day throughout the week this week. But today's Mouth Muscle Monday, and this is an exercise that I learned when I was doing stage acting many, many years ago. And we would just work our muscles. We would just do lots of different things to get ourselves going. So if you're listening to me on the podcast, you're not going to be able to see what I'm doing, but just listen and it'll also help. Again, these are for the mouth muscle work. And I want to let you guys know that I've worked with children, and I know children go to speech therapy and their speech pathologist, and I do not discredit anything they do. I think that's a great team of people and they do great work. However, there are exercises that you can do at home. And I've had many moms and even childcare providers tell me that the techniques that I teach during my mouth muscle work, and even my more advanced techniques that I teach in my reading advocacy program, have helped them a lot more than some of the professional training that they've had. Now, of course, in all professions, you have those who are great and those who are not great. You have those who care and those who don't care. I'm just telling you guys what has been told to me. So anyway, let's get to Mouth Muscle Monday. Mouth Muscle Monday is just kind of a free-for-all. We just really work those mouth muscles. So we'll go me, may, my, mo, moo. Now that's the one I learned in my acting class, but as I worked with children, I realized I needed to expand that. Now, if you guys do that, like this is early in the morning for me, I kind of just kind of snuck away to do some recording because I have a quiet house. I have actually a lot of ill children at the moment, but I woke up really early this morning and a lot of them woke up really early with me just because they're not feeling well. So I finally got them back to sleep and I'm kind of sneaking away to do this recording. So I can feel my face opening up, you know, because I haven't been up that long. And so I can feel my mouth, my muscles in my face and in my throat opening up when I do that. So let's move on. As we go through, we'll choose some other consonants. So I'll go T, Te, Tai, To, Tu. And if you guys can see, you can see my mouth really big. I'm working those muscles. Re, Re, Rai, Ro, Ru. Do this with your children. It's silly, it's fun, and it helps them to relax when they can have you do it with them. If you're just telling them to do something, they're not going to do it. And if they do it, they're not going to do it as effectively as they would with watching you have fun, but also watching you. By that I mean, sometimes you have to let the children see the way your mouth is working, see the way your tongue is working. In my more advanced programs with my reading advocacy, real reading advocacy coaching, I give you techniques on what you should do and how you should let your child watch you do the mouth muscle work. So yeah, that's Monday. Go through all of those and then over-exaggerate sometimes when you're speaking today. Especially if you find that your child has a speech impediment, really exaggerate. So not too often, you don't want to stress your child out, but so along the lines of, hey, instead of saying, go get me the pencil, go get me the pencil. So that helps them to hear and it'll help them to model. And if you want to really add your child in, have them repeat what you say. Écoute et répète. That's another technique we learn, a phrase that I learned in French class many years ago. It means everybody listen and repeat. So have your child listen and repeat. Do some mouth muscle work, make it fun. Also, I don't have a free hand to show you guys how we used to also do an exercise called the grape and the raisin. But what you do with the grape and the raisin is you scrunch your face up really tight, like a raisin. And then you open it really wide or make it really wide like a grape. And that helps to open up those muscles as well. I do this a lot more in my presentation preparation training, but it works for mouth muscle work, especially on Monday as well. So I hope that helps you guys. If you have any questions, you know what to do. Give me questions. I really like questions. If you're watching this live, do hashtag live. If you're catching this on the replay, do hashtag replay. Always share this with friends. Listen, we need to really get serious, get real about the seriousness of reading struggles. And help as many children as we can, because today's destructive reading crisis is demolishing them all. But we need to flip the script and demolish today's destructive reading crisis. And we'll do that one preschooler at a time, one caring parent at a time. You guys have a great day. Happy reading.